Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey Fleck here, along with Chad Marquitz. We are your hosts for this weekend edition. Man, oh man, volatility continuing in these markets, and the markets broadly continuing to be under pressure. In this weekend show, we're going to spend a lot of time with Rick Bensignor, president of Bensignor Investment Strategies, writes the institutional newsletter, Supposedly Irrelevant Factors. This is read by some of the most successful hedge funds in the world on the retail and individual side of things. Rick writes in the No Trader. You can also go to that website, inthenotrader.com, and has a piece called 7-Eleven, where Rick chooses no more than 7 of the 11 spider ETFs with the goal to beat the S&P. We're going to spend a lot of time with Rick because I don't want to get too bogged down in any one aspect of the market, because I think we need to cover them all. We don't need to have tunnel vision right now when it comes to markets, because of the fact of just how interrelated all of them are, and I think how worried investors generally are, which does impact a lot of these other markets. Rick, starting off simply with U.S. equity markets, headlines abound at the end of the week saying that, oh, the S&P, it's in a bear market now because it is down just over 20% for the year. There are some people that were encouraged, I believe it was earlier this week or last week, when the S&P bounced right off that 20% down level. Rick, what's your take on this whole narrative that 20% now indicates a bear market when, look, it felt like we were in a bear market well before just the end of this week?
Well, Corey, thanks for having me, and Chad, thanks for having me this week. I saw the headline flash on the news channels today about, S&P enters bear market on intraday basis. And I burst out laughing, thinking like, oh my God, I can't believe that the business media is announcing that the market's in a bear market. Like, where have they been for the 4 months that already existed this year? If you couldn't tell that we were in a bear market until today when the S&P crosses over 20%, then you've been asleep at the wheel, and shame on them for making this such a big thing that we're first now in a bear market. And says who? Again, this 20% rule, this idea that 20% constitutes a bear market, is total nonsense. There's no one who's actually attributed to this. It's become folklore over time, mostly generated by business media, whether it's in print or, you know, broadcast, because they need ways to engage people and, you know, sell newspapers or sell on-air time. It's just kind of a shame and sad to see this being identified as what makes a bear market, and that at 19.9%, we're fine. But now that we're 20% down, oh, now we're in a bear market. Shame on them, truly.
Rick, that's a great point, and it's funny how arbitrary some of these levels are that people watch, that everything is fine at 19.9. But I think that there was a lot of indicators the middle of last year that we were starting to enter a bear market. When you looked at the breath readings and when you looked at new 52-week lows hitting a maximum, and you saw some of those Hindenburg warnings and all those different things adding up to, hey, this may be a more corrective period for the market. And we've seen that play through really since the fourth quarter of last year into this year. So how would you say this bear market stacks up to previous bear markets? Because we heard that the 2020 pandemic crash was a bear market, but really that was just a V-shaped flash crash. And then we had the 2008-2009 great financial crisis, but that was kind of a housing market implosion, and it was a very strange one-off event that we still haven't recovered from. Where would you say this bear market compares along the spectrum?
Well, I'll tell you what. In my institutional report, this you had referenced this earlier, supposedly your Revelink factors, that goes to my hedge funds and long-onlys who are longtime clients of mine. One of the things I pointed out several weeks ago is that if you look at how much the S&P is beneath its 200-day moving average, and everybody was talking on television about how oversold we are and that we're due for a big bounce and da-da-da-da-da. I looked at it. This was, I don't know, maybe a month ago, and the S&P was only 8% beneath its 200-day moving average. To put that in context, on the COVID low in March of 2020, the S&P was 28% beneath its 200-day moving average. So 8% a month ago, and I updated that this past weekend, I think we were 11.5% beneath. It's nothing. We have plenty, and this is recent history. You know, it's just 2 years back that the S&P was 28% beneath its 200-day moving average. So we're not, you know, maybe we've added a little bit more to that this week, but in historical terms, Chad, we're not close to how oversold we've been. So potentially there's a lot more room on the downside.
Rick, how early on then are we in this bear market? Because look, the one thing about this bear market so far, we're almost 5 months through it, if you just start it from the beginning of this year, it's been relatively orderly. There hasn't been necessarily a shock to one individual sector that has brought everything down. This has been a general meltdown across the board.
Well, yeah, you're saying, you know, there's nowhere safe. And in fact, if anything, we're starting to see, I guess, a week to 2 weeks ago, they're really, well, maybe it's even a little more than that, but they're really starting to take profits in. When you look at, you know, the really successful tech names that had held the, let's say, the QQQ index, the NASDAQ 100 index up relative to what, you know, the broad NASDAQ composite, its breadth figures topped over a year ago. The Qs had held up because they were the mega caps and they had the most weighting, and, you know, these were the FANG type names. But look, recently they've thrown those out the door. There isn't much safety left. The only thing that's really, you know, unscathed right now has been energy. And I actually had clients take off a bunch of energy names earlier this week. Not all of them, but a significant portion of them. Just because this may not end until we see them even, you know, take those down. And longer term, I like energy as a sector. It had gotten down to only 3% of the S&P, right? So XLE, the energy piece of the whole S&P, was only 3% of the S&P. Now it's 4%, but in the past it's been, you know, double digits. So it's been a horrible investment for years and years, and I've said to you guys and plenty of other people, you know, starting last summer, that I thought the long-term bottom was in place and that energy would be a leading sector for quite some time to come. So it's held up the best. It was the best performing sector last year. It's the best performing sector this year. But even now we're starting to see, you know, it's a little profit taking, but if they start taking those names apart, then you know you're finally closer to the bottom. But we're not there yet.
Yeah, Rick, you're not alone in thinking that we are not at the bottom of this correction slash bear market. I've heard from a lot of other commentators that I respect along with yourself that really says, look, this could very well just be the start of this correction slash bear market. However, we will have bounces, dead cat rallies, bear market rallies within that bear market. So it's all about playing those aspects. Rick, we're having you back on next segment, so everyone stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report and continuing to chat with Rick Bensinger. Now, Rick, we ended last segment with the simple comment that this bear market most likely is not over yet. Any short-term charts or short-term projections you have that go along with that comment of just how much worse this could get or how much longer this could go on for?
Even a piece I put out this morning for one of the companies that I'm affiliated with too said that today's close is actually pretty darn important. And depending upon where the S&P closed today would give us a good sense of whether or not things were going to hold up or not. And same thing with the Qs. And I think, you know, based on right now, as we record, the S&P is down 62 points. That's 1.6%. And the Qs are down 2.4%. That kind of breaks anything that we would have wanted to see hold for today. Now, we're only halfway through the day, and the way this market moves, things could be, you know, very different by the time we close. But this would suggest to me we're not likely done if we have a negative close like this today. And I still don't think that, look, I had a downside target of 36.17 in the S&P. I have no reason not to think that we can't get there, and it doesn't mean we go straight down there because we've got a level at 38.19 along the way. You know, there's going to be different levels, and 38.19 is only 20, not even 20 points from where the S&P is now, so we could be there very soon. So it doesn't mean we go straight down, but this is acting like a bear market in every way. Rallies do not hold. And even days that when we have these large up days, like we've seen occasionally, they disappear. So I'm still concerned. I know why, from a counter trend point of view, why we could bounce. I understand from a sentiment point of view why we can bounce. And that is keeping people long or less willing to, you know, be sellers. But this is kind of nasty. And when you think about what the returns have been in the S&P over the last few years, let alone since 2008, or let's say March 2009 when it bottomed, what would be so bad other than it hurts our pocketbook and our psyche? But, you know, if the S&P fell 25% this year, it's like, you know, it should. Every once in a while, you need this type move. People are so used to just seeing the market. Imagine if you're somebody who's come in the market in the last 10, 12 years. All you've seen is basically a straight up market. You have no idea how to trade a market like this. You've never seen it. You don't have experience with it. And just a couple of weeks ago, every week on Tuesdays, I do a video for stockcharts.com. And I think it was just maybe 3 weeks ago, one I did that week was titled like, you need to trade the market with a VIX at 30 very differently than if the VIX is at 20. It's a total different way of trading the market, of looking at the market, of understanding what's going on. People are so stuck on, oh, buy the dip. You've seen, you know, again, I'm not going to pick out the names, but anybody who watches the business television knows that there are two very, very prominent bulls on the street who just don't give up their call. And only earlier this week, one of them did. And it's not like he turned bearish. He just lowered his $5,300 year-end target to $4,800. Gee, thank you very much. A lot of good you do. When the market sells down like it has and the S&P is down 20%, and now you tell me that your target that was a large increase this year isn't going to happen. Thank you very much. You know, why you still have a job on Wall Street, I don't know. I don't know why anybody would still listen to people like that, but they will. And, you know, you kind of, in that respect, you have to know who you're listening to, why you're listening to them, how do they do in up and down markets, and if they always kind of stay in a party line. And the people who don't, and this is true for individual investors, it's true for strategists, portfolio managers, doesn't matter. If you don't recognize what's going on and listen to what the market's telling you, then you're my perfect person that I am going to exploit in this market. And I will outperform you day in, day out, because you are stuck on how you think about the market and are not willing to give up on the call because you're more concerned about being right than you are about making money. And these are the people that I have made a career around exploiting. and why, you know, I'm known on the street as probably the foremost expert in incorporating behavioral finance theory into actually trading markets. It is sad to see, but there's nothing illegal about taking advantage of people who make critical mistakes that others can take advantage of.
Oh, Rick, I couldn't agree with you more when it comes to avoiding those commentators, those analysts that say you need to be all in right now. Back up the truck and put everything into a single stock, even a single sector. That's not how some of the best traders work. It's risky. Maybe you can make a lot of money, but boy, oh boy, you can sure lose all of your money, too. This does tie in perfectly to your 7-Eleven report. As I mentioned on the onset, this is one that you write for the retail trader. It is a very straightforward product where you're choosing 7 out of the 11 spider ETFs with the goal of beating the S&P. The fact of the matter is you've been beating the S&P during bull markets and now even during this bear market. We haven't really talked a whole lot about this report, so can you just give us a general overview then of what the 7-Eleven report is all about and how it's been doing so far?
The goal of the 7-Eleven report, as you said in the intro, is to outperform the S&P. Well, we are handily outperforming the S&P this year. As of last Friday, the 7-Eleven report is outperforming by 279 basis points. 2.79%. Now, you may say that, hey, if I'm down 20%, I'm down 18 or 17%, doesn't matter to me, I'm losing a lot of money. Yeah, but that's not the goal. If you're going to be invested in the market and you're going to keep money plowed into the S&P, regardless of what it does, then why wouldn't you want to outperform with that money that you're going to have in the market anyway? So since we started in the Note Traders 7-Eleven report in August 1st of 2020, we are outperforming the S&P through last Friday by 640 basis points in 21 months. That is huge. And if you're on the institutional side of the marketplace, if you're an insurance fund, if you're a pension fund, if you are an institution that is invested in the S&P, using, let's say, spiders as a proxy for how you're invested in it, you'd be doing yourself a disfavor not to look into what we do and how we do what we do, because we, in both up markets and down markets, we outperform.
All right, Rick, that wraps up segment two. We're having you back on next segment, so everyone stick around. We'll be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration cannot end Title 42 now that a federal judge has stayed his injunction against it being ended. McAllen, Texas Mayor Javier Villalobos said there would have been a tidal wave of illegal immigrants if it was lifted Friday.
And then guess what happens in Central America and South America? People think, okay, we're in. And that's exactly what's going on.
President Biden is pushing for final passage of a bill the White House says will boost chip production and help ease inflation. Speaking at a Samsung plant in South Korea, Biden saying the pandemic exposed the fragility of just-in-time supply chains. The plant will serve as a blueprint for a $17 billion facility the electronics giant plans to open near Austin, Texas. The president continuing his overseas trip this weekend. USA Radio News. Hillary Clinton agreed to share since debunked data on a link between Russia and Donald Trump in 2016. That bombshell testimony came Friday from her former campaign manager, Robbie Mook, in a trial involving a Clinton campaign lawyer accused of lying to the FBI. Prosecutors say Michael Sussman failed to disclose he was working for Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign when he told the FBI he had evidence of a Russian link to former President Trump. Testifying as a witness in the defense of Sussman, Mook said Clinton agreed to share the allegation with the press, even though the campaign hadn't verified the accuracy of the data at the time. The IRS will pay 5% in guaranteed interest to those with delayed tax returns. That's the word from the agency on Friday. The policy begins in July. The figure is up a percentage point from the last interest rate hike that took effect. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey everyone, continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Thanks for sticking with us through this full weekend show as we do continue to chat with Rick Bensignor. Rick, we've already covered so much in these first two segments, but there are a lot of other markets to talk about. Sticking within the U.S. equity markets, since we've already talked about your 7-Eleven report, I feel like we should talk about which seven sectors within the Spider ETF you are selecting right now. No doubt that a lot of sectors are under pressure, so where do you focus on now in this bear market environment?
Well, look, when you're playing the game of, there's two ways people trade. There's outright absolute return, right? So if you're down 20% this year on the market, you're losing 20% of your money. Nobody's happy with a number like that. But there's also the relative game, which is virtually what every mutual fund out there is playing, which is trying to make more or lose less than their underlying benchmark. And for that part of the industry, which is huge, as is ETFs, which is growing and growing, if you are benchmarked to a broad stock market index, then it is your performance is not judged on how much you make or lose each year. It's how much you outperform your underlying benchmark or underperform. So I know it sounds lousy that if the S&P is down 20% and the 7-Eleven fund is only down 17.3%, that, you know, well, you lost 17.3% of my money. Yeah, but we lost a lot less than if you had been in the market. That's outperformance. That's what people get paid for. And that is what the entire mutual fund industry is based upon. And more so, you know, look, it's funny when I even talk about mutual funds, because I can't imagine anybody who's under the age of, I'll just say, 50, it might even be 60, who these days would put money into a mutual fund. Historically, mutual fund managers underperform in droves. Like historically, the number is 86%, can't beat the market over time. And ETFs are so much more tax efficient, and you can actually trade them during the course of the day so that you don't have to wait for the closing price. Imagine you get these days where the Dow ends up down 1,000 points, and when it was only down 300, you wanted to get out, but you sell your mutual fund, but you're going to get the closing price that day. So you're still going to lose 1,000, you know, Dow points worth by the time you get your closing execution price. ETFs are just a much better product than mutual funds in every way. But all these money managers out there who have mutual funds, if they're not a specific, let's call it enhanced strategy, but they're simply trying to beat the S&P, or let's say you're a healthcare fund, so your goal is to beat probably the S&P healthcare index. As long as you have an underlying benchmark, then that game is all about doing better than the benchmark. Whether in an up market or down market, doesn't matter. It's just make more or lose less. And that's where our product comes in. Once a month, the 7-Eleven report comes out on the last trading day of the month and gives you the new allocations for the coming month. And only in the month of April, since we started this 21 months ago, is the first time that I felt the need to make an intra-month change. So on the mid-month, exactly on the mid-month, we made some allocation changes. And it actually paid off very well, because we were trailing up until that point in April, and we actually ended up outperforming by 34 basis points by the end of April. So the change was a good change. But generally, I'm not trying to overmanage this. Once a month, I'm going to tell you in a market newsletter what to be in, which one of the maximum of 7 of the 11 spider ETFs to be in, and what's this universe? XLK, XLU, XLV, XLE. You know, each one of the 11 macroeconomic sectors of the S&P has a very liquid ETF that trades it from State Street. State Street Global is, you know, the advisor on it and who's issued these. So these are hugely, hugely liquid, and we allocate to no more than 7, no less than 5, and no more than 7. And how do we pick them? It is a combination of a quant model that I have and the work we do with behavioral finance, with market timing, with atypical technicals, which tend to be counter trend in nature. And I combine them all to see the inputs, you know, all the different inputs, and we weigh them out and decide which to be in. And obviously, you know, at least for now, well, all I can speak for is the last 21 months that we have an official track record. And in every issue that comes out, you can see every allocation that we've made from day one. So this is completely transparent. There's no leverage to this. We're not, you know, using double inverted ETFs or anything like that. This is simply those very large liquid spider ETFs that we trade. And again, yeah, we're down money this year on an absolute basis, but we're not down as much as the S&P by a significant amount. And if you know anything about the institutional money management industry, 279 basis points in 4.5 months is a huge outperformance. That annualizes to 7.44%. It's virtually unheard of in the money management industry trading the S&P to outperform it, that with, you know, those type numbers.
Well, Rick, I pass off to you for coming up with this 7-Eleven report and making it simple for people. And I totally agree with the point you just made. I think it was a major point in this interview that the days of just looking at mutual funds and hoping you're going to beat the index are tied to the hopes of those people whose salaries are based on simply beating their benchmarks, not necessarily making you good money or helping you preserve your capital. And so I think it makes a lot more sense to use the ETF structures, as you mentioned, and pick the 7 of the 11 best. I hope people will click on the link below and check out Rick's report, because that keeps it simple and it's something every investor can do. So appreciate you sharing that. Let's dive into a couple of these sectors, though. You brought up the XLE and you brought up energy earlier. It's done quite well. The commodity sector as a whole did quite well over the last, let's say, 6 months to a year. There was a lot of factors there, but they have started to roll over. How are you viewing the energy sector and the commodity sector currently?
So in the commodity space, I still like commodities. I think they're probably shortly due for a pullback, but it's going to be a pullback in a bigger bullish market. You know, we've seen certainly the metal side of these commodity indexes pull back. Energy has not yet. You know, in round numbers, you're still talking about $110, $115 oil. You had nat gas at $8. These are still hugely higher levels than we saw months and certainly, you know, a year ago and 18 months ago. And so you've got the massive inflationary pressures that are still here from the Ukraine-Russian war and what that has done to food supply. And you've seen the grain prices, you know, have dramatic moves. So in general, I don't think that game's over yet, but that wouldn't surprise me if you got a pullback because it's run so much. And at some point, they're just going to start taking money out of even what's been profitable. But in general, you know, in a macro sense, I still do like commodities. Over time, the recent decline we saw just a week or two ago in the CRB index bounced exactly on initial support, came right back to the highs. So we'll see, you know, if you take that out, it's only first level support, but if you take that low out from just 2 weeks back, then you might get, you know, a little, you may start finally getting some more significant pullback there. But ultimately, I'm still going to be looking to buy commodities on a pullback.
Yeah, interesting trading strategy in the commodities, Rick. They have pulled back, but you can make the argument they're still in a bull market. We're having you back on for the last segment, Rick. We're going to switch focus a little bit more towards precious metals, cryptos, and even economic data.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are chatting with Rick Bensignor, and now we're going to focus a little bit more on some of the base metals, some of the precious metals. Just want to make the note that everybody listening on the radio, you can hear this full interview in its entirety on our website, kereport.com. Under that weekend show posting, I know it's a long conversation, but we do cover a lot. In this last segment, Rick, let's start off with base metals. Base metals have come back from some being in all-time highs, other having spike, almost euphoric moves higher. But broadly, base metals are off some of their highs. Copper right around 420. That's off of almost a $5 a pound high. How do you see the setup for base metals?
So one of the ways, Corey, that I look at base metals, one of the proxies, I look at copper, and I frequently comment on copper to institutional clients. I don't to retail, but I do to institutional. But, you know, for retail, for the average person, one of the ways to just get a sense of what base metals are doing is to look at the ETF with the ticker symbol XME. It's a base metals type of, it's an industrial metals type of ETF, and it gives you a decent sense of what's going on there. And it's come off a chunk recently, as is names like Freeport Mac, you know, FCX. These things have fallen hard recently. Longer term, sure, there's still positive long-term charts. Shorter term, not so pretty. And what I do is when there's a sector that I kind of want exposure to, but I want to reduce, but not necessarily get out of or have the capital gains taxes that I'd have to pay if I sell out, and then also wonder with the volatility of this market where it means I'm forced out for 31 days. Otherwise, if I come back in, you have to deal with the wash rule here in the U.S. Then what I often do I'll sell covered calls against what I have. This way it creates some income. You know, like the XME right now is trading at 49 and change. I don't know, maybe it was a month ago, give or take, maybe even a little more. I sold some $61 calls. So I collected a couple dollars on those. And, you know, what it does is cushion some of the down move that we've seen. So it allows me to still have exposure there. But it just, let's put it this way, it hurts a little less by having sold calls again. So for those of you who are listening to the show, and only if you understand the options markets and have, you know, signed all the documents you need to to trade the options markets and all those disclosures that say you understand the losses, the loss potential of using options, only if you understand them, well, then I say, you know, look into using those against some core positions. It's a way of being able to stay in what you want, but reduce, you know, some of the downside. You know, I look at gold that multiple times tried to get above 2,000 and got above $2,000, but these were like a day or two and that was it, and then it come right off. Gold has broken beneath where it needed to hold, and it's been disappointing. And I have, and I've always had a small piece of my portfolio in gold, like literally no more than 2%. And gold's roughly flat on the year, and the S&P is down 20%. So it's been a good hedge, and that's with a very strong dollar. Imagine where gold could have been if we didn't have the strong dollar. But we do, and it makes owning gold, it takes away from the appeal of owning gold because gold is priced in dollars. So the higher the dollar costs, yeah, the negative impact it has on the price of gold. As we're talking, I'm gonna look into where, you know, what XME looks like now, and if there's any new key levels to look at based upon it. But generally, when you think about the base metals do well in a growing economy and just before the economy starts to grow, because that's when you get, for instance, China coming in and buying lots of copper for future expansion in China, and China is, you know, kind of the biggest importer around. Let's see, the weekly chart. Yeah, you're in no man's land. You're beneath the middle Bollinger Band, for those of you who know that. So you're beneath kind of the 20-week moving average. The stock's trading 49 and change, and to me it looks like we could get down to the low 40s. So you're still going to have some downside here. There's, from here and now, doesn't mean we could stop going down right now and turn around and go higher, but that's not happening unless the market does that too. And so you have to like the market enough. And as we think about in the time that we've recorded this now, the S&P is now down 72 points. So, you know, it's getting trashed here on a Friday, just another bad week and another bad ending to a bad week. So hard to say why it's done with here and now.
Well, Rick, as you know, on our show, there's a lot of listeners that follow the hard assets and are very interested in the precious metals as a way of preserving purchasing power, not so much as a speculative instrument. But a lot of people are disappointed when we talk to them and have been, let's say over the last year or so, that gold didn't perform better in light of, I mean, we saw a little blip on the Ukraine issue, but in light of the high inflation, it didn't really act like an inflation hedge. And a lot of people have dismantled that narrative and said it's not really inflation hedge. But it is a chaos hedge, and we are seeing weakness in the general markets. Why do you think it is that it's not getting a little bit more safe haven bid? And it seems like all that safe haven bid dumped into the dollar. They sure didn't dump into bonds. They dumped into the dollar over bonds and gold.
Right. So I agree with what you said in everything you just said about this. But gold also has competition like it never used to have. And that's this, you know, kind of unproven crypto world that many people say that they'd rather have their money in crypto than in gold. And
that
the difference
younger generation,
is,
right?
Oh, sure. One's a proven long-term hedge against disaster, and one is brand new, speculative, and has no proof of anything yet. There is a significant amount of people, from what I read, well now over 50% of those who are invested in the crypto space who are underwater, right? And it's not just in Bitcoin. There's lots of other coins out there. But if we want to just put it in Bitcoin terms, simply because it's the most recognized and liquid of them, Bitcoin topped at, what, about $68,000? And has been steadily declining. 2-3 weeks ago, I think it was, the press quoted me because it was trading at 38,000. And I said, if we give anything away here now, we're going to have a very quick $10,000 drop. And that's exactly what we got over the subsequent few weeks. We're hanging out now where we got, I don't know, 29,000, 30,000, somewhere around there. The amount of people who are long this at 40,000, 50,000, 60,000. And it's not like your average 25-year-old kid had $60,000 to buy it, right? So they buy a fraction of a Bitcoin through
Robin Hood or whatever place now that, you know, was their favorite flavor of the week brokerage firm to go and do this stuff with. It's a shame, but, you know, this is kind of, to me, tulip mania just in the modern day. This is unproven. You've got your complete believers who are essentially making a binary bet because they're betting everything on this happening. And if it works for them, kudos for them, because then they will have aptly been rewarded for the risk they took, which is let's bet everything, you know, let's bet the house, my kids' college education and everything on this unproven thing that hopefully is going to be worth a lot of money down the road. I've said to you before, I say it to people all the time. I do lots of public presentations and I speak at seminars and conferences, and choose a dollar amount that you're willing to put into this hype. Have that amount be not significant enough that if you lost it all, you would materially have to change your life.
Hey, Rick, I find it fascinating the way that you're viewing markets and the way that you have traded them, because we've talked for a couple of years now, and you do have a slightly different outlook than a lot of, well, most of the mainstream media, but you're also not tied to any individual sector, and I think that's also important, too, to understand. As I said at the very start of this show, was not getting too tunnel vision in your sector, in any individual sector, because right now you need to understand there is this general selling pressure that's coming from a wide range of other areas, and it sounds like more of a defensive strategy needs to be taken right now, and there isn't one easy defensive road. So everything you've shared with us, I really appreciate it, Rick. It's great having you on the show as often as we do, and I hope everybody listens as closely to what you say as Shad and I do. As Shad mentioned, we will be posting a link to the In the Know Trader website below or within the weekend show posting. Everyone, please go check out that link. Let us know and let me know if you have any follow-up questions for Rick Bensinger. Rick, it's been great chatting with you on the show. Thank you again for taking time on your weekend to share all of your thoughts. Everybody, thank you for tuning in on this weekend show. We'll be back with you next week, hopefully in a better market environment, but that sounds like it might be a little ways off still. Rick, thanks again. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You too, guys. Thanks for having me.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.